Zondervan presents The Memory Jar, Book 1 in the Seven Brides for Seven Bachelors series by Tricia Goyer, read by Pam Ward. Dedicated to my sweet daughter, Alyssa, you are a gift to us, and I enjoy making memories with you day by day. The Lord God fashioned us for mighty ends, and nothing less than following that for which he made us can heal our restlessness of heart. Arthur John, A.J., Gossip. Prologue. Sarah Shelter didn't know her friend was going to die that day at the lake. If so, she would have looked into Patty's smiling face and determined once and for all if her eyes were more blue or green. She would have captured Patty's laughter in her memory and held her friend's hand as they walked down to Lake Kookanoosa like they used to when they were 10. Instead, Sarah settled onto the quilt they'd spread upon the rocky shore and plopped the last bit of strawberry cupcake into her mouth. The texture was fluffy and sweet. The vanilla frosting, good. "So yummy!" Patty's eyes widened. Sarah's older brother Jonathan, Patty's brother Michael, and their friend Jebediah chimed in their agreement. Their kind words warmed Sarah even more than the bright sun in the cloudless Montana sky. Patty licked frosting from her fingers. "The best cupcake yet. You really should open your own bakery, Sarah."
"You want to open a bakery?"
Jebediah asked. Sarah eyed her friend.
"Blappermal."
Patty tucked a stray strand of hair back in her cup. "Don't call me a blabbermouth," she laughed. "Everyone knows you're the best Amish baker in all of the West Kootenai. Why would anyone be surprised?"
"I'd be a customer."
Michael eyed the basket of extra cupcakes. Sarah took one out and handed it to Michael.
"Amish women don't run businesses, as Mem says. Our jobs are to keep our husbands' bellies full."
Heat rose to her cheeks. "Not that I have one, yet." She let her words trail off, hoping she didn't sound too desperate. She trusted God would bring her the right bachelor at the right time. At least, mostly trusted. Sometimes she wondered why God was taking so long, wondered if there was a reason she'd been passed by.
"Besides," Sarah quickly added, "even if I were thinking of having my own business someday, I'm still fine-tuning my cupcake recipes. Got to get each just perfect-like."
Michael took a big bite and swallowed.
"How could you possibly do better than this? Appetitlich."
Sarah didn't know if Michael was the man for her, but she hoped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?